WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Election day 2 weeks from today. Vice President Harris and former President Trump hitting several battleground states. Harris campaigning with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican.
In the Detroit suburbs, Cheney reminding voters what Trump did on January 6th.
He watched law enforcement officers be brutally beaten. He watched it. That's a depravity.
And on the issue of reproductive rights, Cheney, a staunch opponent of abortion rights while in Congress, arguing some Republican states have gone too far.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Donald Trump in North Carolina saying he found new faith in God after the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania this summer. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, his 11th trip to the region since the conflict began in October of 2023. The NTSB is back on the scene of the deadly helicopter crash in Houston, Texas. The chopper slammed into a radio tower and burst into flames on Sunday, killing all four on board. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're now just 2 weeks until Election Day. That means early in-person voting begins today. There are 37 early voting locations here in Madison. The ones with the most consistent hours are our public libraries. They tend to start from 9:30 to 11 in the morning and run through 5 to 7 p.m. on weekdays. But there are all kinds of other locations you can vote early, on the UW and Madison College campuses to community centers like Centro Hispano and the Urban League. If you want to vote early, your best bet is to check the Madison City website to pick a time and location. You need photo ID, just like voting on Election Day. You'll be issued an absentee ballot, which will then be locked away at the clerk's office. On November 5th, absentee ballots are taken to their assigned polling place to be counted. Meanwhile, today, former President Barack Obama is joining Governor Tim Walz here in Madison. They're rallying supporters on the first day of early voting. You can expect to see some heavier traffic from about 9:30 in the morning to 1 p.m. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches. Ozzie Timmons is out after three seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allow him to get on the move, you know, get in the A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was huge for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming sunny by later this afternoon, and we could catch a sprinkle at some point today as well. Our high near 70 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 48, tomorrow sunny and colder 58. On Thursday sunny with a high back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks for bringing up my surgery again. Speaking of that, Doug texts in. He says, can you put Gordy's surgery live on the air?
The surgeon told me he does one or two of these surgeries a week. So he's acting like, it's no big deal.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Once or twice a week? Yeah. Okay.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Like a
surgeon. Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
On January 6th. And when you think about that level of instability, the level of erratic decision-making, the misogyny, that's not someone that you can entrust with the power of the Oval Office. And so I think that we are facing a choice in this election. It's not about party. It's about right and wrong. And I certainly have many Republicans who will say to me, I can't be public. They do worry about a whole range of things, including violence, but they'll do the right thing. And I would just remind people, if you're at all concerned, you can vote your conscience and not ever have to say a word to anybody. And there will be millions of Republicans who do that on November 5th, vote for Vice President Harris.
Thank you, Lizard.
She's going to sting you. Lizard.
Pardon me?
She's going to sting you.
Yeah, she will, but for now, she's awesome. Go, Liz Cheney.
Until she wants to take away your reproductive rights.
And she will. So here's the point, though, that she's making. Our friend Joe Walsh was out. What was it? Kamala was out with, 100 prominent Republicans the other day. When we get all freaked out about polling, there are a lot of, Liz Cheney's right, there's a lot of Republicans that are going to vote for Kamala Harris and independents. Have you heard one person, or have you seen any polling showing people that voted for Biden in 2020 are going to switch to Trump now?
No.
None. So, on cue, look what's here. It's the Polly Coaster.
Oh, of course it is. I thought you weren't going to pay attention to that. Oh,
that's God, until no. two new ones came out this morning polls. That are good news.
She sent me four polls yesterday and today.
Right on the Polly Coaster.
I just can't with you.
Wow.
I just can't
Fun. Wow. Everybody get in.
I'm just saying, I do think.
Why are you paying attention to those things?
Because a lot of people smarter than me are saying, not only are they flooding the zone with these right-wing polls, but also it's designed to, that's what authoritarians do. It's designed to make us feel hopeless and, oh my God, he's going to win and depress our turnout. So that is what I say.
So how do you know that our side isn't flooding the zone with blue polls?
Because there's no evidence of that. The red wave was totally these same pollsters that Simon Rosenberg and Christopher Boozy and a lot of people I trust talked about. They were the polls that were wrong that said there's going to be a huge red wave because that was deliberate. So two new national polls this morning. I think what it is, where was it? The Hill? What the stupid clickbait was it?
Harris losing her momentum. It's just what?
It was last week.
Based on what?
It was Friday.
Morning consult poll this morning. Harris 50, Trump 46. No change versus last poll. Reuters Ipsos, no change versus last poll. Harris 48, Trump 45. And Simon Rosenberg, who, again, I go with people that have been right in the past, just, you know. He said, on cue, high-quality independent poll drops this morning with data consistent with other recent independent polls showing Harris ahead, no slippage, and far more likely to win. So we were talking yesterday about this stupid prediction market that, you know, all these MAGA billionaires just pump money into.
Only
that
four
thing
people.
Now goes, oh, look, now Trump is predicted to win. It's like, okay.
It was only four people. It wasn't a lot.
Right.
That's what I mean. Four people.
Yeah. And we'll talk to Tristan Snow later about how illegal what Elon Musk is doing. And AOC was great. It's just so douchey, too. It's like, dance for me, poor people. Here, I'm going to, it's like, right, dragon, I'll stuff a dollar in your G-string if you, he's gross. Okay, here we go. Swing state. Yeah, these are the swing states that Simon posted. Georgia, Harris 51, Trump 47. Wisconsin, Harris up 50, 47. Michigan, Harris up 49, 47. Again, close. I'm not saying it's, you know, but Pennsylvania, Harris 49, 47. Nevada, tied at 48%. Trump, Arizona, Trump up 49, 46. North Carolina, Trump up 50, 47. But, you know, again, how many of these clicks have you, like, clicked on and gone, oh, my God?
I don't.
Okay. Well, you're smarter than I am. I think everyone knows that.
Yeah, I read stories about bears.
I
don't read polls. I read stories about bears.
Oh, my God. Did you see that surfer that got speared by a swordfish and died? Oh, my God. That was weird.
I did not see that.
Oh, it was swordfish.
Yeah.
Surfing.
Yeah. Surfing's
Italian
a dangerous
lady.
Sport.
Yeah.
Also,
dangerous sport.
Go Liberty. Go New York Liberty.
Right. Yes. That's... basketball, girls, yay. Women's basketball,
girls,
yay.
Basketball.
Hey, how about those Dodgers?
Go Doyers.
Doyers.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we don't have New Yorkers on this staff.
No, we're all LA people.
That completes our sports section for this morning. Let's move back onto the Poly Coaster,
We can talk sports tomorrow with Carlos.
Yeah.
But I was just talking about the stuff that I know freaks everybody out because it freaks me out. Right, we talked yesterday about the whole, all these, like, oh, black, she doesn't get black support. Like, yeah, boogity, boogity.
Not true.
Yeah.
Not
and true. Then, like, the poll, you're like, she's at 80-something percent, same as Biden. They were the exact same numbers Biden got. And then how many times have we heard, oh, Latino men or Latinos aren't going to blah, 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 blah. A new poll released finds Kamala Harris continues to grow her support with Latinos in critical battleground states. She outperformed President Biden in several swing state polls compared to his 2020 presidential results. Swing state polls, Harris 64%, Trump 31%. It does astound me that any Latino or black person can vote for the biggest racist we've ever seen in a presidential race.
That.
But okay. The poll found Harris's growth has come from young Latino voters ages 18 to 29. How many times have we heard, oh, young people aren't blah, blah, blah. Oh, the Latinos aren't blah, blah, blah. Scary. Scary. Ah.
And now a story about a chipmunk.
They're adorable.
A swordfish. Can you believe it? Okay. Oh.
Note to self, never go in the ocean.
Oh, I know.
Shark's house.
I like being at the ocean. I don't like being in it.
It's the shark's house.
Yes, it's the shark's house. How many times? Who's America's early warning system?
Black lady.
What did they always warn us about? It's the shark's house.
Don't go into the woods either.
The forest is the bear's house.
Stay out the woods, too. Don't go fooling around with the bears, either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the sharks. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on the plate in his house?
It's the shark's house.
It's the shark's house, for God's sakes.
It's the swordfish's house.
It's not your house. Yeah, right. And they come pre-weaponized. Talk about weaponization of that's the weaponization of the ocean. They come with a sword already
there.
Yeah.
And there's no background check for that.
No.
They're like, they don't say hello. They say on guard because they're like, bink, and then right through
on
the
on guard, heart. Bitch.
Right. That's what swordfishes say when they see you.
On guard.
bitch.
That's old.
Haven't used that one in a while.
We apologize to that lady's family. I don't know if there's been enough time since the tragedy.
Probably
it's not.
Not
funny. It's not funny.
Well, and then a woman whose last name is Hamilton, she lost her arm to a shark surfing.
Yeah. She was in the shark's house.
Yeah.
She was Natalie Hamilton, I think is her name.
By the way, this is a peek into Chris's window when he's just trying to get his production work done, get out of here. That's me. I'm over there. I'm like, hey, a lady got speared by a swordfish. Yeah, yeah. Did you hear about that? Uh-huh. And you can tell like, he's always like, eh, okay.
Mm. All right, let me Daddy's back working. Up and listen to it again,
Daddy's
what I was working,
working
on.
I'm with him on that.
I have interesting fun facts to impart to you. If you're still here, this is the part of the day when the elderly shut in still
Save
have company.
Save those for the next morning for
Thank
the show.
You. This is me. Would you like a Werther's? All boys like ribbon candy. Here's another interesting SeaWorld story. Okay.
For 43, she's, you know, a little old.
Yeah.
Once you leave, I gotta wait for phone bankers to call so I have someone to talk to. Did you hear about the swordfish story? Isn't it scary?
You're like, oh, God, hang up.
They're like, please hang up on you. Please hang up on me.
They hang
Stop
up on
talking.
Me.
Right.
Wait. I need to know more about voting. Don't hang up. Okay, on cue, McDonald's debunks Trump's yes. accusation that Harris lied about fast food work. Oh, my God.
They had to.
Can we put this stupid story to
it's
bed?
Dumb.
And first of all, how desperate is he? Trying to say she's lying about a fast food job 40 years ago? It was between her freshman and sophomore years. I challenge any of you to be able to prove where you worked at your crappy summer job in the summer of 40 years ago.
Does that McDonald's even exist anymore?
I know.
I don't know which one she worked at.
They said back east.
But I mean,
was it back east?
Or was it Howard, in near Howard University.
Oh, okay.
Or she might have moved back here for the summer. I don't know.
Okay. So McDonald's has to, because Trump lies about everything. And he said that McDonald's said she didn't work.
And
that's why they had
they
to put out a statement. Trump's claim that McDonald's issued a statement claiming Vice President Harris never worked there was debunked. McDonald's denied making any such statement to the Trump camp. The Washington Post called Trump's rhetorical jump hitting the ex-president's conclusion based on a lack of documentation of short-term employment more than 40 years ago. The McDonald's statement says, while we and our franchisees don't have records for all positions dating back to the early 80s.
Summer of 83, I believe.
And what makes one in eight, because one in eight people apparently have worked at McDonald's,
it
powerful is the shared experience so many Americans have had. Washington Post ends by saying, we end where we started. There is no reason to think Harris didn't work at a McDonald's in 1983, and every reason to think that Trump's suggestion that she didn't is offered in bad faith and without evidence, like everything else he ever says.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he had to go look like an idiot in that McDonald's outfit at a closed McDonald's shows how in his head she is, mm-hmm. right? That's all you've got. That's all you've got about Kamala Harris. And why would you lie about your crappy college job?
Why?
Right? You know what? I'm going to go on a... I'm going to see if I can prove any of the college jobs. See if that camp still exists. I was a camp counselor.
Fung Lum does not exist anymore.
Oh, see? So how would I prove I was a cocktail waitress at Fung Lum?
I don't even think that building exists. They tore it down to build City Walk.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Ate so many goldfish crackers I couldn't fit into my kimono anymore because I was a little depressed.
That was right next door to Victoria Station,
I don't think
right?
I ever got more than a quarter as a tip.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's at least when there were pay phones. I'm like, thanks, I can make that phone call I was hoping to make. I was a crappy waitress.
The building that Flaky Jake's existed in still is there. It's just not Flaky Jake's anymore.
Do you think, is it Van Nuys Airport? Would they have any record of me cleaning plane windshields
when
I was 20?
They might.
19? I don't know.
I have a friend that works there and works on
maybe they can go through the HR records.
Go dig through the HR records from 1980.
I'll ask Danny if he can dig through those records.
What year was it?
The yogurt delight. That's long gone.
Wait, you was this why you were at USC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
Summers.
Commuted all the way from
where?
From USC to Van Nuys?
No. You lived in Studio City then.
I can't remember.
She told
it
us
might have
that
been
she lived
right
in
out of
City.
College job. I don't remember which.
She lived in the valley,
summer camp counselor. Oh, that's also, by the way, the eating too many goldfish crackers, so I couldn't fit in my
mono.
Yeah, that also was second to when I worked as a camp counselor at the camp for overprivileged children.
Oh.
Some little boy was looking at me, and he just goes, "You're fat." So that's kind of the basis of my self-esteem.
Oh, my God, that was mean.
That's what Roman Gomez said to me in silent reading period in fourth grade.
He just looked at me in disgust. I was a little heavier than I am now. Okay, so you wonder why Jody and I have, you know.
Issues?
Yes, some issues.
Don't go to Getty
Inn. Oh, and I don't?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I know I do.
Courtesy of Roman Gomez.
Thank you, Roman Gomez, for whispering to me you're fat in fifth grade silent reading period.
He should have been silent.
I actually have a mind like a steel trap for some of my crappy summer jobs in college. Okay. All right. Hey, we have a big shoe.
Yes,
we have Charlie Pearson. We have Tristan Snell, our legal lad, coming up. I'm doing his show tonight.
Yeah.
You are?
Tonight?
Well,
5 p.m.
It's the evening.
Pacific.
The sun is still out.
This will be me. No, I'll be awake
the
for Tristan.
The sun is still out
yeah,
at that time.
Sure. Sort of. Kind of. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mahody.
Hello.
Dr. Mahody. We had an unsolicited testimonial from a caller yesterday that said her greyhound goes crazy.
Yep.
And her other rescue mix. Mm-hmm. I forget the terrier mix something.
Terror.
Yes. If you don't buy Dr. Marty's, the terrierists win. It's the best food in the world. Everybody knows it. Riley does.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Marsh's dog, Riley.
Yep.
He's a new Dr. Marty dog.
Yep.
You can't go back. I'm just warning you. It is raw, freeze-dried. First four ingredients are turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Here's a tip for you. Look for the actual ingredients on the bag. If it says meat meal, it's not actual meat. If it says fractionation, do you know what that is? They have 16 different words for wheat, and it's cereal. It's cereal.
Cereal.
It's no good for doggies.
No.
No cereal. This is all superfoods. The ingredients are actually what they say they are. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, on and on. Superfoods, raw, freeze-dried, the flavors all packed in, and all the nutrients. And it's not messy for you. It's pantry safe, shelf stable. I mean, get it. 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Crispy. I gotta say it quietly. Otherwise, they'll think it's Cod Crispy time. Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night again. We're up all night again. Who are you about to shoot?
Why? Who? Because I just realized the Crystal Boy engaged in both sides-ism.
You were like, how do you know the Democrats don't flood the zone with polls?
Okay, here. There you go.
Ow! Right in the boob.
You totally missed me.
Ow, that hurt me. Because Democrats don't do it. There's no evidence.
How do you know?
What their
How do you know
says?
We're not capable
because
of dirty tricks
the
either?
The big story is we're red not. Wave polling, which is what predicted the big red wave that never happened because they don't operate in good faith and both sides don't do it. There is no evidence that Democrats have ever flooded the zone.
I wish Democrats did do more dirty tricks.
Me too.
I need another dart now. And now a story about political violence.
This is, I got to tell you, I loved our listener's story that some, you know, Trumper started giving her in a bar and she just left, mm-hmm. right? Don't engage. Right. I, you know, because I get that, like, I don't want us, okay, here's what I want. I want you not to be afraid. Don't be afraid of the bullies, but also be safe. Be careful.
Yeah.
Don't engage. Don't provoke. This one, Rebecca tweeted in Maricopa County, votes will be counted with drones overhead and police snipers standing ready. Election workers have gone through active shooter drills and learned to barricade themselves or wield fire hoses to repel armed mobs. Did you ever hear of this till Donald Trump came on our scene?
Nope.
I mean, this is insane. So there's another story about cases of political violence. But again, they engage in a lot of both sides-ism and... I'm sorry, first of all, don't destroy anyone's signs. So I'm not defending the guy destroying Trump signs, but that's different. By the way, you'll be shocked to know, most of the violence on the right politically, it's racial. So 300 cases of political violence identified by Reuters since January 6th, since Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. There's been 51 incidents this year. There were some shootings at the Democratic campaign office for Kamala Harris in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Americans are starting to see violence as part of the way politics happens, according to Common Ground USA. I guess that the point would be we don't have any common ground.
No.
I mean, this is insane. Trump himself has declined to rule out the possibility of violence if he loses in November. If we don't win, it depends, he said recently. He told supporters any loss will be due to fraud.
So there's a bunch of different, again, you know, stories of violence. And I'm telling you, almost all of them on the right, the N-word is used.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that. We have Charlie Pierce. We got Tristan Snell. We got a show.
We do.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. In-person early voting starts today in Wisconsin. 2 million people are expected to vote in the battleground state. Not only is there the race for president, but control of the U.S. House and Senate are on the line, and new maps could change the dynamic of the Wisconsin legislature. New research is debunking old notions about bullying. Child psychologist Shelley Heimel has looked closely into bullying. She says it does not make kids more resilient.
Kids who are victimized, you know, just sit there all day wondering what's going to happen to them next. I've had notes from kids saying how that's their life.
British researchers found people who were bullied as kids face a higher risk of unstable employment as adults and of premature death. October is Bullying Prevention Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The fire risk is still high across most of Wisconsin. We've had nearly 50 wildfires now just over the last week. But finally, isolated showers are in the forecast, so not everybody will see some rain. Tomorrow, temperatures will drop, and that'll help our fire danger. And job hunters should be cautious of jobs offered through apps and texts, says Michelle Reinen with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says sometimes scammers will hold fake online interviews just to get your personal information.
They try and make everything look legitimate by going to that whole phase of getting you into maybe a Google room to hold that interview. And they may claim some technology problems during the interview as to why you can't see them or different connections, but they're going to want you to quote, fill out their applications where you're going to hand over that personal information.
Contact DACAP if you suspect a scam. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming sunny by later this afternoon, and we could catch a sprinkle at some point today as well. Our high near 70 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 48, tomorrow sunny and colder 58. On Thursday sunny with a high back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Incredible threats. Is it helping
the recovery effort in North Carolina to keep making these claims that FEMA's not doing the job?
Well, I think you have to let people know how they're doing. If they were doing a great job, I think we should say that, too, because I think they should be rewarded. But if they're not doing, does that mean that if they're doing a poor job, we're supposed to not say it?
Yeah, no. We should send our militias to hunt FEMA if we don't think they're doing it. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the middle of doing this story about political violence. And, he will not condemn it ever.
Nope.
So right-wing militias hunting FEMA, forcing them to evacuate in areas where people sorely need help. I mean, by the way, so this story about political violence, they also include the quote-unquote assassination attempts against Trump. How is that left-wing violence? It's two registered Republican gun nuts, which obviously a lot of people are calling bull on both of those stories. Anyway, what I'm saying is both sides don't do it.
Nope.
And I keep saying, even these stories, they're always racial, just about, not 100% of the time, but in Pennsylvania, 74-year-old local borough councilman stood with a Harris sign among a dozen of her supporters at a rally. A man grabbed him from behind, slammed him on the pavement, opening a 2-inch gash on his forehead. Another rally goer gave chase. The assailant called him an N-word supporter. In Michigan, a man was arrested for assaulting a U.S. postal worker who delivered a Harris campaign mailer to his house. The postal worker was in her truck when he came at her yelling he did not want that black bitch in his mailbox. When the postal worker, who is black, told him to back away, he called her a black bitch and lunged at her with a knife. This summer, four white men in a pickup truck rolled up to a rural home in coastal North Carolina and asked three black teens in the yard if they liked Donald Trump. When the youth said no, the men opened fire with a BB gun, hitting one in the leg and the other in the buttocks. Thank God nobody was killed in that incident, but anyway. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the bullies, but please try to be as safe as you can. Don't provoke. Don't engage. Let's just head down. 2 weeks from today, right?
Yep.
Head down. Vote. Register. Get everyone you know registered.
I will be there 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Oh. Why won't you early vote?
You just said.
If you get, you know what? There will not be one tear shed in here when you get hit by a truck, and then we do not get your vote.
Oh, we've changed from a bus to a truck?
Either way, one tier. Be like, that democracy-busting bastard.
You just told people to vote on Election Day 2 weeks from today.
I said it's 2 weeks from today. I said vote, register, do everything. Seth, give me some hope, please. God, I work with Seth.
I hope Chris makes it to the poll very safely and makes it back.
Well, me too.
You will.
God. Do you have reason to think that I won't?
Well, if you don't, I will take your ballot.
From your cold, dead, bloody hand. Just make sure your ballot is always in your hand.
All right.
Just hold on to
it. That's right.
If Jody and I will take just tweezers and, can you get the blood off it?
Yeah. If Chris doesn't get to the polls, his ballot will. We will all make sure of
that. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Cam, get his ballot. We'll be like Jody and I'll be like the Dukes in Trading Places.
Right.
Turn those voting machines back on. I think your coworker's dead. Him. That's my money.
They will extend the poll. They will extend it for Chris to get in there.
Right. Because I'm that important.
And Jody and my interrogation will be like, it was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
Anyway, Seth.
Sorry, Seth.
Yes.
You walked into the middle of our skit.
exactly. So what I want to remind people is that while that clown, Donald McDonald, was supersizing fries and supersizing Arnold Palmer's private
even the Hamburglar was like, what a crook. I'm not working with this effing crook. Sorry.
Exactly. Kamala was out there talking about faith, the Good Samaritan, breast cancer. She's out there with Republicans talking about health care for elders, for children, reaching people where they are, talking about the value of caring about each other. And this goes so much further than any poll anywhere. Because you know what? I get texts all the time for polls. I don't respond. I don't pick up my phone. So I don't even know why we have polls anymore. It's totally meaningless. And you said earlier, Stephanie, which I've been saying for years, none of those extra 70 million who voted for Biden are going to turn around and vote for Trump. And if anything, between people dying of old age and COVID, the Trump cesspool is less than
shrinking.
It was then.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that dollop of hope, Seth. Oh, by the way, I just realized, you know, I hardly ever sleep, but when I do, I sleep super hard, and I had a very vivid dream. You and I were doing a sketch of some sort, and I think
it was
part of a Sexy Liberal
Show.
I was playing Anna Nicole Smith. I don't really know how that got in there, but I couldn't feel my arm when I woke up. I slept wrong on my arm. It was a very deep sleep.
Okay. It is something. Mayhem in here today.
I don't know what is happening. Okay, well, it's over now.
Are we sure?
We had a bout of political violence, and it's over now. You know what? They were fighting over a fat beaver.
They were.
That is one fat beaver back
they
there.
They were fighting for that beaver.
Anyway.
So wait, you were Anna Nicole Smith?
I think so.
And what was
I remember we were talking about the sketch that Carlos Alzraki and I did in 19... In my late night show, I played Anna Nicole Smith, and he played, I think one of Anna Nicole Smith's cousins.
Okay.
Yes, he was speaking deedly.
All right.
We were sitting on a haystack together, and I think he had a piece of hay coming out of his mouth, and he was like this close to my face, and he just ad-libbed, "I got chigger butts on my arms." And it took me we were losing daylight. It took me so long to recover. I am no Carol Burnett. I could not get my composure back again.
Can we get video footage of this? Because it sounds really funny.
That sounds funny.
Where they gotta have it somewhere.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I don't know why that memory. Somehow you got in that memory, and the sketch was with you, and I was something during Sexy Liberal, and then I woke up. Okay. All right. Hey, listen, everybody.
With your arm
speaking
gone. Was your arm gone?
No, it really hurt. I slept on it wrong. Okay. Hey, speaking of, this is the comedy for the stupidest timeline in the world. This is our good friends at the Good Liars talking to maggots.
So you know people who are friends, pets, got eaten in Ohio?
Yes.
You have their names?
We'll get it out there. Don't worry.
So eventually the people will hear about it?
Eventually.
Like when, though? Because right now it just sounds like it's not true.
Because it's fake news.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like it's fake news.
It's fake news.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fake news.
It's fake news.
So it is or it isn't?
It's fake news.
Yeah, okay, so it's fake news about the dogs and the cats. That's kind of what we thought.
They only know how to speak in buzzwords, they don't even know how to use the buzzwords right.
Exactly.
Yesterday we played Trump talking to, who was it, Howard Kurtz, fact-checking him on Springfield yesterday. You know the part I missed? Trump said, all the geese are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the geese? All the geese
all
in Springfield
are gone.
They're all gone.
All the geese.
Well, could someone confirm
no
all
geese.
Of the geese are gone?
Well, no more geese.
At this point, they've kind of flown south for the winter, haven't they?
They would.
That's what I said. All
point.
The geese are gone.
Right.
Right. That happens every year. They fly south.
They're at Balboa Park
and
in Los Angeles.
And the one incident they caught it was a white guy that killed the geese.
Two geese.
Yeah. Okay.
You all think Democrats should tone down the rhetoric? Yeah. Do you think Kamala Harris should go to prison? Yeah.
We're living in the dumbest timeline right now.
Thank you, Jason Selfing.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I said.
What got you excited to come to the Trump rally today?
Good man. I love him. We need him. Save the country.
A good
you
man.
You love him?
Yeah. I think he's a good man. What do you think?
When did you decide he was such a good man?
2016. I liked his words, and I like you did everything he said he was going to do when you did it.
What are some of those things that he said and then he did?
Brain locked.
Just
brain
one
locked.
Thing. One thing he said and then he did.
Just one thing.
He caught me off guard there.
Yeah.
He caught me off guard there.
Oh, no.
No? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
One thing, just name one.
Just all right,
Dan, I got it. I'm from a potted meat. I got to go.
I got sugar bites.
I got. I need some French fry potatoes. Wow.
Supper zone. Vittles is ready.
Yes, that is definitely a Vittles guy there. It's time for my goose Vittles. Got to go.
Goose is Middles.
It is Middles.
Oh, God. Shannon in Long Island. Help, Mommy. Hi, Shannon. Shannon. Didn't Shannon call yesterday from this same seashell in Long Island?
Yes. Shannon! You put the phone down.
Honey, darling, you're at the shore. We can hear
Please stop calling from a seashell by the seashore. What? Oh,
by the way, Dead Randy, threaded, the only thing that stops a bad swordfish with a pointy nose is a good swordfish with a pointy nose.
With an even pointier nose.
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to see a duel at sea on guard?
I'm sure they do that,
like
actually.
Like Zorro.
I would imagine that that's what happens.
On guard! Bitch!
And then Antonio Banderas comes up with a sword in the middle.
With a mask.
I am Inigo Montoya.
Make it for the next
you killed
week?
My father. Prepare
to die. I am Inigo Montoya.
You killed my father.
Okay, why are we so weird today? It's not even...
It's Tuesday!
This has been a long election cycle. I mean, is it only... Are we there yet?
No! 2 weeks from today. I'm going to the polling place.
Hopefully.
Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Stephanie. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have one phone to pick with you guys and the media. You need to stop calling these people militias. They are not militias. They are gangs.
Yep.
Militias are regulated.
Oh, yeah,
and
our
media is falling into this trap.
You are correct.
About calling a bunch of hillbillies or people who want to tote around huge guns on the side militias.
Sorry.
They're gangs.
You're right. I meant to call them gravy seals. Hillbilly vanillies.
No, I mean, he's right. They if they were not white, they wouldn't call them militias.
I meant to call them Meal Team 6, like Malcolm Nance does. Yes. I apologize. The Stephanie Miller Show apologizes.
2 weeks.
For Stephanie Miller.
Dean in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Oh, good morning. You had to go there. Hillbilly Vanilli, really?
Yep. Yes.
Shady Vance. No. Shady Vance.
Hey.
Jethro Dull.
By the way,
Vladimir
good morning, kids.
Vladimir Futon. Go ahead.
You got them all.
Vladimir Futon. Yeah, I'm going to pull out my Vladimir Futon now.
Right.
But I got to tell you, nothing really I find more remarkable than to look at Trump's, his political biography will begin with Pizzagate and end with Penisgate.
Well, yeah, as you do.
However, let me point out also, I have it on good word that guess who's going to be at the Sexy Liberal Tour show in Los Angeles?
Who's that?
Bryce Canyon.
Bryce Canyon, everybody. Entertainment reporter will be on the
announcer. We'll be there.
The
red carpet. Indeed.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Oh, and he's going to bring his belly dancing wife.
Oh.
Maybe if you behave, she'll shimmy for you.
Oh.
All right. That sounds good. All right, fantastic.
Sounds like you need to walk the red carpet.
Here comes Mark Hamill. Here comes Martin Sheen. Here comes Representative Adam Schiff. Here comes Glenn Kirshner on the red carpet, everybody. LA section.
So exciting.
Are we going to have Stephen repeat for all this?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Do it. Sexyliberal.com. It's November 2nd. It is coming up if you're here now. Or you should make a trip to L.A. for this one.
Yeah.
This is a big pre-election extravaganza.
That's going to be on the TV.
Jody and Chris and Bob Seska and Carl Frisch. Bob and Carl are going to do a skit.
And it's going to be on the TV.
Yes, pay-per-view as well. Only $20 if you can't make it to L.A. This is going to be the show of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it. Okay, Vice President Harris was on with Al Sharpton. Here we go.
Do you think some of the resistance of some men, black and white, is misogynist? And are you proud to see that most Americans, even being polled, have no problem supporting a woman at all? And I'm one that lived from Shirley to Kamala in terms of these campaigns.
And I have an emotional reaction to you raising the point of Shirley Chisholm, because it is on her broad shoulders that I stand, and so many of us stand, and we have come a long way.
Yeah. Do you want to say?
To your point, and on your specific point about including the fact that I have the support of countless black men who are in elected positions, including I'm just this afternoon and two church visits today with the mayor of Atlanta. That being said, I think that you are absolutely right, that there is this narrative about what kind of support we are receiving from black men that is just not panning out.
Thank you.
In reality, in terms of when I go to last night Atlanta and had, I think, 10,000 people at a rally.
Yes, only last poll I saw, 87% of blacks are going to be voting for Kamala, so you can see where we should all panic.
I will also say this, Rev. I am very clear. I must earn the vote of everyone, regardless of their race or gender. And what can be frustrating sometimes is to have journalists ask me this question as though one should assume that I would just be able to take for granted the vote of black men. I think that's actually an uninformed perspective. Mm-hmm. Because why would black men be any different than any other demographic of voter? They expect that you earn their vote. And that is why I am talking and presenting my policies in a way that are, of course, for all Americans, but I will also speak about the specific impact that I can see it having on different demographics of voters.
Yes. By the way, Trump is the one that is trying to divide us along every possible line you can try to divide us. It's Harris that keeps saying that there is more that unites us than divides us. Like, so this was one this morning, the baby's bassinet was?
Yeah, it was this morning.
He was very colicky at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
He lashed out at members of his own party who have turned against him and warned them that their own policies would deter Arab American voters from supporting Vice President Harris. He suggested because of something Afghanistan.
What?
Something. Okay. And he said, no, Kamala wants Arabs to vote for her. I don't think so. Okay. This is Mr. Muslim ban. This is Mr. Okay. As I've said before, no matter who you hate, Jews, Muslims, blacks, gays, whoever it is, Donald Trump is your candidate.
Yep.
I can't. I stop being able to even. Yeah. Okay. 50. I will move on without evening.
All right.
51 minutes.
That's
after,
on you.
Thank you. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom from Religion. I don't tell you about this, Mr. Atheist. No, I don't.
Nope. Been an atheist since fifth grade.
Wow.
What happened? Oh, was it Roman Gomez? Yeah, I can see why you would think there's no God.
No, I was sitting in science class.
Science. Oh, you were blinded with science.
I was.
Well, almost a third of Americans have no religion. I am an ex-Catholic, the largest religious group.
I'm a recovering Catholic.
Right, me too. Well, I used to practice, and then I got so good at it, I went professional. And so now I'm not practicing anymore. At least 34% of Gen Z were religiously unaffiliated. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. It is critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Separate, sit, stay in this critical bite. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. You've got the power. Snap. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume and it goes on over your other clothes. So I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show, my immaturity is powered this morning by Morning Kick.
Well, yeah.
Jenny Hamilton thinks that that if she looks at me with disappointment enough, that I will change my behavior.
No,
I don't know when she's going to learn.
You won't.
Yeah.
I know that.
I've worked with her for 25 years.
Yeah. I know. She will never. No.
Ever.
No. This is it.
Ever.
However, I do it with more energy now. I make mistakes with more energy
that
and enthusiasm because of Morning Kick. Yes, I love it. My strawberry lemonade flavor. I start to panic when it gets low. It's getting low. I just ordered more. Morning Kick, I'm telling you. It is my hydration, because I don't like regular water. I don't know about you. Gives you this fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and you get all your supplements in there. You absorb better, you know, through liquid.
Yeah.
And then you don't need a pill counter. It's, ashwagandha and probiotics and prebiotics. And it's just a magical potion that will help you feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred. Okay. Lucretia, our sweaty church whore.
Put her back on hold.
Hang on. We'll do church whore at the top of the hour.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to author Mike McCabe.
And we'll find out if Obama and Tim Walz did a fist bump.
Be with us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.